Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. On to one to count on for today's news and local information, AMN FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards, on to one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington Community School Superintendent Willie Stone about some of the new upgrades going in at Washington High School. Talking about the construction project, talk to me a little bit about when these upgrades to the school might start happening.
Yeah, we have a bond issue that passed us last year, and we're coming up on getting our project out to bid. We're going to go out to bid in November and then accept bids in December. And that project is going to be over two phases. The first phase, we're going to have three new additions. The first addition, one of the additions is a two-story high school wing that we're going to add on to the newer two-story high school wing that we have already. We're going to add classrooms on to that. We're also going to add classrooms on to it'd be the old junior high building in town, which is where the current high school is now. It's the old part of the current high school, which is the east side. We're going to add several classrooms onto the north end, and then we're going to add a gymnasium onto the southeast corner. That's all going to take place in the first phase. Once we get that first phase done, that phase is planned for spring of 23 through spring of 24. And then the second phase will go out to bid in November next year, and we'll accept bids in December of next year. Then we'll start with the building or the renovation part of the old section will take place from spring of 2024 to the beginning of the school year 2025.
Okay, and the HVAC repairs that are going on?
Yeah, the HVAC repairs this summer, that's part of our ESSERS project. We spent $3.8 million on upgrading or renovating all the HVAC system in the old part of the high school, which is the east wing. And most people, if you're from town here, you know it as the old junior high building. So we're at 27 or 28 RTU rooftop units on the building to take care of our heating and cooling. We're getting rid of the steam boilers. We're getting rid of all the window air conditioners. And it's just it already has created a great learning environment for our students. And that project is coming to an end. We have our fire marshal coming for occupancy. And then we'll have some things that we have to finish off as we're going. But as we were doing this project, we also had our bond project in mind. So we did several things in this project or added several things to this project so that when we went to renovate, we wouldn't be tearing out new stuff a year later, 2 years after we put it in. So we had the end in mind when we planned for this renovation, and it's going to make the bond project go a lot quicker because we've already had a lot of things done for it.
You talked about that during your superintendent report. Another thing that I also saw, like in the report, I took a picture of it, was you said there was a breaker box missing.
Not missing. There's a breaker box that we're waiting on still that we haven't gotten, but we have a workaround for it. And that's just a supply chain issue. Nothing stolen, nothing like that. It's just we have a supply chain issue, and we hadn't received it yet. And that was the case for we had maybe five or six circuit breakers that were big breakers that hadn't come in yet. So instead of us waiting for those to come in, we got on eBay and purchased some of them, purchased the ones we needed, so we got them here immediately. So that's how we're getting everything going right now. So we've done some things that are kind of outside the box in order to make sure this project ends up on time and we can get our staff and students into the buildings and get going with school.
So that breaker box is not going to affect the entire school from having an HVAC system?
It is not at all. And once it gets here, then we'll install. They'll probably install it in the evening or over the weekend, and then it won't take long to switch out.
That was today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Community School Superintendent Willie Stone, and we are talking about some of the new upgrades that are expected to go in over at Washington High School. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jerry Edwards with KCII News.